Okay, today's daf was Shabbos daf Kuftes Zayin. The Gemara started Yivayu Luhu Agul Yom Shal Sefer Torah Matzil Nelson Bnei Adleiko Wait Matzil Nelson Bnei Adleiko. The Gemara questions whether you're allowed to save parchment from a Sefer Torah when there's a fire that breaks out on Shabbos. Certainly a Sefer Torah, the Mishnah says you're allowed to save from a fire. What about just the parchment? So the Gemara tries to figure out what exactly the Shaila is, and the Gemara tries to, in the process of bringing potential rayas, the Gemara makes it clear that if the parchment itself gets worn out, then certainly you would not save that parchment, and that the sections of the parchment that have writing on it would certainly only retain the Kedusha if the writing is still there. The whole Shaila is about the margins, the empty parchment above, below, and to the sides of the writing. Are you allowed to save that from a fire on Shabbos or not? So even though the Gilyonim are considered to have the necessary Kedusha to be Metame Yasi Yadayim, if a person touches the blank parchment of a Sefer Torah with his hands, it's Metame Yasi Yadayim. That's only when they're still connected to the Ksav of a Sefer Torah. Our Shaila is, what if you detach the margins from the rest of the Sefer Torah, does it still retain enough Kedusha to warrant saving it from a burning building on Shabbos? So at the end of the day, the Gemara brings four rayas, and none of the rayas prove to be conclusive, so we're unable to prove anything to answer the question in terms of whether you're allowed to save parchment from a burning building on Shabbos. Gemara goes on to discuss Hagilyonim v'sifrei minim ein matzilin alsem b'fnei adleika. Person is not allowed to save svarim written by Jews who reject Torah in favor of avodah zarah from a fire, even though those svarim have Shemos Hashem. It actually looks like a regular sefer that has actual Shemos Hashem in it, but because of its author, because it was written by somebody who's a min, you're not allowed to save it from a burning building on Shabbos. And the Braisa records in Machlokas how to dispose of such svarim, of such Shemos Hashem in svarim that were written by a min, even on a weekday when you want to get rid of such a sefer. So Rabbi Yossi Omer Kodesh Haskaros Sheben Vegonzan. Rabbi Yossi says you got to cut out the Shemos Hashem, put the Shemos Hashem in Shemos, in Geniza, and the rest of it you could throw in the garbage. The rest of it you could burn, you could destroy in a normal fashion. But the actual Shemos Hashem, that you need to put in Geniza. Rabbi Tarfon says no. He says that if somebody's life were in danger, nichnas lebeis avodah zarah vei nichnas lebatein shalelu, you would sooner, it's better to run into a house of avodah zarah than to run into the house of one of these people. It's better to go into a beis avodah zarah than the house of a min. And therefore, Rabbi Tarfon says you don't have to even pay it the respect of cutting out the Shemos Hashem and putting them into Geniza. Burn the entire book with the Shemos Hashem Shabo. All of it has no Kedusha whatsoever. Rabbi Shmuel supports Rabbi Tavron by saying that if we're willing to erase the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order to be Matul Shalom Beinish Leishto for Sota, where Hashem allows his name to be erased to make Shalom between a husband and wife, then certainly he would allow the erasing of his name, of the Shem Hashem, to deal with somebody who's making a problem between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara goes on to raise the following Shaila. Yosef ben Barchanan Mirabi Avo. Hani Sifrei de Be'avidan, Matzilan Osam Bnei Adleiko Ein Matzilan. Can you save Svarim written not by a min, not by someone who is practices of Avodah Zarah, but by one of those philosophers who would debate the Chachamim on a consistent basis? So can you save their Svarim from a fire? So in V'lav Raf Yabiyade, the Gemara says that he went back and forth, he wasn't sure what the answer was, whether you're allowed to or not. Some Rabbanim avoided even going to these places of these debates, because as Rashi explains, they were afraid for their lives. They thought that if they were to win the debate, then they would be attacked. Rava made all sorts of excuses why he wouldn't show up to these Be'avidan, to these houses where they would have these debates, because he was afraid for his life. So he made up all these excuses that weren't really true, just to explain why he didn't go. Rabbi Gamliel and his sister Ima Shalom devised a plan to show how these philosophers, these Be'avidan, even when they had reputation for being very honest and for being very upright and for not taking any bribes, very often they were extremely unethical. So they demonstrated that by Ima Shalom giving a golden lamp as a bribe to one of these judges, and he said, okay, good, so now you could split the Yerusha, your parents' Yerusha, with your brother, even though she was a woman, and the halach is clearly in the Torah that Bas doesn't get Yerusha b'makom ben, but she had bribed him. And then Rabbi Gamliel upped the bribe, he gave a different bribe, and he said, no, I made a mistake, in fact, Rabbi Gamliel gets the entire Yerusha, she doesn't get anything. And they exposed him for the unethical person who was willing to take bribes that he was. The Mishnah goes on to say, Ma'in Korn Behen, Mnei Bittul Beis HaMedrash. The Mishnah said we're not allowed to read Ksuvim on Shabbos. Why? Because of Bittul Beis HaMedrash. Ksuvim is so engrossing and so interesting, we're afraid that people are going to start reading Ksuvim, they're going to miss out on the Shir in the Beis HaMedrash. So there's two versions of Machlokas HaMarayim on that issue. The first version is that Rav holds that the entire Isser is only B'makom Beis HaMedrash. It's in the place where they actually have the Shir. Where Shmuel holds, it's Usser everywhere, Bizman Beis HaMedrash. At the time that the Shir is going on, even in your own private home, you're not allowed to learn Ksuvim. And that's why they would read Ksuvim in Shmuel's town at Mincha time, because at Mincha time wasn't the time that the Shir was going on, so there was no Isser of reading Ksuvim. That's one version of the Machlokas. The second version is that Rav holds the Isser is only Bizman Beis HaMedrash. That Rav is the one that says that it's only Usser while the Shir is going on, and Shmuel holds that it's Usser all day long. You're not allowed to read Ksuvim at all on Shabbos, but Shmuel says the Isser is only limited to reading of the Psukim straight. But if you're reading it, if you're Shonin Behen, V'darshin Behen, if a person is darshaning the Ksuvim or looking up a Pasuk to further his other learning, that's permissible to do. And that's what it means that in Shmuel's Beis Medrash Mincha time, they would do that. Not that they would read the Ksuvim straight. That Shmuel held his Usser to do all day long. And the reason Shmuel holds his Usser to read Ksuvim has nothing to do with Bittul Beis Medrash of not going to the Shir. It's because they wanted people to be able to make a kal v'chomer in their own minds. That if I'm not even allowed to learn ksuvim on Shabbos, kal v'chomer, I shouldn't be reading shtori adyotos. I shouldn't be reading business documents on Shabbos. And that was the reason for the yisr of reading ksuvim. The end of the Gemara, the Mishnah says, at the end of the daf, matzilin tikka sefer m'sefer, you're allowed to save the covering of a sefer or tefillin together with the sefer and the tefillin themselves. And the Gemara quotes a machlokas, whether a person can skin a carbon pesach entirely when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, or you can only skin it up until the chest. Rabbi Shmuel ben Oshel, Rabbi Yochum ben Baroka holds, you're only allowed to skin it up until the chest, because that's all that you really need to skin in order to be able to remove the parts of the animal that need to be burnt. Any further skinning is just to make the meat a little more accessible, and you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. But Chum think that you could skin it entirely, because Kol Pal Hashem Lemaneu, whenever you do a mitzvah, you should do it in the most dignified way possible, and it shouldn't look like it's partially skinned, like it's a rotting piece of meat, or like it's a nevela. You have to do it in a very dignified way. Rabbi Shmuel ben Oshel, uses Kol Pal Hashem L'maneu to teach that the insides can only be removed after the skinning, so no hairs get stuck into them. And tomorrow's daf, we're going to discuss what in the world that has anything to do with anything we've been talking about. Matzilin Tikka Sefer Ima Sefer, we're going to see in tomorrow's daf, somehow is used as a raya in this machlokas about the skinning of the carbon pesach. Okay.